Okay, Chevra, let's continue what we were up to. Last time we began the sugya about where we light the neros of Chanukah, and the Gemara says that you're supposed to light a Pesach Beiso Mibachot. You're supposed to light the candles by the doorway to your home outside. By the way, some of the later contemporary poskim assume that you're supposed to light it if every doorway has there's a threshold by every doorway, you're supposed to light it towards the outside of that threshold. No? There's Pesach Beis Omi Bifnim and Pesach Beis Omi Bachutz would mean, actually sometimes on the doorway you have, I know it's just the doorway that I was coming out of from the stairwell into here, there's a little piece of metal, a bar in the middle of the doorway because the door doesn't close the whole way. So it should be on the outer part of that rather than the inner part of that. That's what some of the poskim say. If you live in the attic, so you leave it by the chalon that's near Rishus HaRabim. Bishas HaSakono, you leave it al shulchono v'dayo. That's the Gemara. Let's pause for a minute and discuss. So the Gemara says it should be Pesach Beis Omi Bachutz. Last time we learned, we pointed out that there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about where you're supposed to light Chanukah candles, no? Rashi says that you're supposed to light Chanukah candles by the Pesach of the Bayis. Now, Atara and Eliana are giving me a little bit of a hard time. I'll forgive you, just because I like you. But you're giving a little bit of a hard time in the Beit Midrash a few minutes ago, because where do I see from Rashi that it's really the Pesach HaBayis, right? Presumably, you could read Rashi also that you light in the Chatzar, and that would be the same as Tosfos. So that was your question. So I noted that the Beis Yosef in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, where it quotes this din, clearly presents Rashi and Tosfos as two other opinions. And moreover, I think this is clear from all the proofs that Tosfos brings. In other words, Tosfos says that when Argamar says you light by Pesach HaBayis, we're talking about the unusual case where the bias goes into the Rishus HaRabim directly. No? We drew the picture last time that in their communities, the Batim would open to the Chatzar and the Chatzar would open to the Mavoi. That's the way it used to work in their times. Tosfos says if you have an unusual situation when the bias opens to the Rishus HaRabim, that's when you light by the Pesach HaBayis. But if not, you light in the Chatzar. And then Tosfos proves this. The Omer LeKamon, that the Gemara in Chaf Gimel says, Chatzar sheyesh lo beis psachim, tzricha shtei neros. Right? The Gemara in Chaf Gimel says, if I have a Chatzar that has two doors, so you need two candles. Right? Now Tosfos says, oh, it's clear from that Gemara that you're lighting in the Chatzar. It's interesting to note, however, that if you read Rashi there on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi writes, Chatzar sheyesh shnei psachim. It's around a third of the way up from the bottom of the page. Rashi writes on Chaf Gimel, sheyesh lebayis shnei psachim. Right, so Rashi is clearly saying that you light the Chanukah candles by the doorway to the home, as opposed to Tosfos, who says by the door of the Chatzar. And then Tosfos has another raya from the case of Ner sheyesh shnei pios ole l'shnei b'nei adam. A candle that has two wicks counts for two people. And Tosfos says, well, if it's on the Pesach HaBayis, it's going to be Zebiyamin v'Zebismol. No? Think of that. If I have one candle that has two wicks, right? So Tosfos says, if this is supposed to be about the Pesach HaBayis, so conceivably, you could have, right, two batim, right? One bias, right? This is bias A, and this is bias B, and at the same Pesach, you could have two candles. But Tosfos says, if that's the case, one would be on the right, one would be on the left, and Chanukah candles are supposed to be on the... supposed to be mezuzah on the right, Chanukah candles on the left. So Tosfos says, that can't work.
Rather, Tosa says, it's got to be that you have that you are lighting the candles on the Pesach Hechatzer, on the door to the courtyard, rather than the door to the bayis, and therefore it counts for two batim, because all the homes in the courtyard, if this is one chatzer, and let's say you have one bayis, and you have another bayis, right in the chatzer, so if this is the Pesach Hechatzer, I could have two candles over here, one for my house, one for your house, and all is grand. Aleshava.
But Tosfos' whole thing is that, the importance of Heker, so then how do you...
So the question that we left with last time is, how on earth does Tosfos deal with the Heker question? In other words, for Rashi, if I light the candles by my house, so I understand that there's Heker. But for Tosfos, presumably there's no Heker, because you don't know if this is my candle or her candle. You have no idea whose candle it is, because everybody lights by the same Pesach HaFaser. Sophia.
Just as a question, is the Heker for the amount of days, or is it for the amount of...
Oh! So obviously what Tosis is assuming, very good, is that Heker doesn't mean it has to be my candles. Heker just means that, right, I look at it and I say seven.
But then why does he...
So the whole Mahadrin in Hamahadrin would be because if Mahadrin in Hamahadrin is based on Mahadrin, so then I'm going to look at the candles and I'll see 40. And I'll have no idea which day of Hanukkah it is.
Right,
in other words, according to Tosis, it's better. Because it can't be going on that Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is based on Mahadrin,
right.
Because if it's based on the Mahadrin, so then you're totally, especially since everyone is lighting in the same place, so I'm going to have 327 candles.
But in this case, you still don't know the day. I thought his Mahadrin and Mahadrin thing was showing the importance of having Heker for what day of Hanukkah it is.
Come here.
But from this, there would be no Heker for...
Well, there still is Heker what day of Hanukkah it is, because everyone's going to have their own menorah by the door. But apparently, you have to say that the menorahs are somehow separated.
But
so you pass by and you'll see...
Well, I thought the whole thing is they're sharing the candle. One candle, two...
Well, they're sharing the candles in that, let's say, in the first night, so people can see that it's one candle. You have a big jar of oil, and there's one here, one there. So people see...
How do they know, maybe there's two people left?
It's not abundantly clear, but it's the best we could do. Adina.
In terms of people who the fact that you can use two wicks in one candle, does that provide an issue for those who say that you can't light the air with
air? Well, not necessarily, because in other words, I'm not touching this candle to that candle to light it. This person will have a match to light this candle, that person will have a match to light that candle.
And there's no issue that they're sharing the same...
There's no issue that they're sharing the same oil. You presumably need enough oil for each candle to burn half an hour, but that would not be an issue, right? There's a bit of a discussion in the postgame about if they're really close together. When we do that, if you're really close together, it might count as an avuka, as a torch, rather than a Hanukkah candle. But... that and how far apart do those candles have to be to count as two separate candles. But for our purposes, I think this is... Yeah, Sophia.
I think this is something we discussed a lot. But why can't Heker just be a Pursume Nisa? Because Tosa originally talks about...
Yeah, so Tosis doesn't say Pursume Nisa.
He says Heker, but he said... In the Deilo Abed Mad, where he's talking about the time, right? The couple... And the time people are still out, but then he says, maybe it's just there'll be no Heker if, let's say, in the context of that, Tosa was saying, if you light...
When we light
for
inside...
Outside, if you light for outside, and no one's outside, there's no Heker at all. But if you light, when you're lighting inside, the people are there. And
well,
people
if
are
I
seeing
light
it,
outside
so
after
in,
the Zman, there's no Heker. When they light inside...
seeing it.
The Heker is just people who see it inside the house. If I light my candle right over here, so all the people in this house see the candle.
Is it a din of that, they're seeing how many candles, knowing how many days? There's just a din
Again,
they
so for
know that it's not
I think
just
the Tosfos Dibur Ma'aseh Behamahadrin tells me they have to see the candles for how many days it is.
Otherwise, why would it be
But there's this one element of Heker that people have to see candles. That's what we usually call Prisumenisa. There's another element of Heker that Tosis develops, but other Rishonim don't hold of, which is I need to know how many candles or how many nights of Chanukah it is. Right? That's like a second element of the Heker thing. It's not... Right, when we usually talk about Heker, we're talking about the second element, at least for this conversation. There would be a third element of Heker, which is that you have to know whose candles they are. Are these my candles or your candles? And for some reason, Tosis denies that third element of Heker. Right? So far, so good? Now. Rashi... Whenever both of these Gemaras that Tosis quotes as proof for lighting by the Chatzer, so in both cases, Rashi says that we're talking about lighting by the Bayis, and this Gemara that says that's Ola L'Shnei B'nei Adam, so Rashi says that we're talking about for Mahadrin. In other words, if I'm lighting candles for a number of people, so two wicks coming out of the same... container of oil can count as two people's candles. But it's not for two different homes, according to Rashi, because of the concern that Tosis raises, Zebi Yamin v'Zeb B'Smol, and that wouldn't be right. So therefore Rashi says, oh no, they're both, I guess it would be B'Smol, because the mezuzah is on the right, but it counts as two different people who are lighting over there, two different members of the household. That's what emerges from Rashi. Now, in the continuation, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Ayinav Se'iv Hei, we paskin beferish like Tosfos, not like Rashi. That means you're supposed to light Chanukah candles by the doorway to the courtyard. Or the doorway of the courtyard to the outside. Not at the doorway of your house to the courtyard. Yes?
We're assuming, or the whole thing in Tosfos is that it has to be next to the Sarabim, but what do you... In certain situations, people don't necessarily live near Rishus
HaRabim. Yeah, for sure. So, what we have to define and we haven't defined yet is what is Rishus HaRabim for Chanukah purposes. Right? And those Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos means something.
Well, no one would be.
Right, if you have an Eruv by Stern College, so there's no Rishus HaRabim, that's kind of awesome, no? But it's awesome for Shabbos, kind of bad for Chanukah. So I don't think anyone would say the same definition of Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim probably means a public area where other people see it. Remember, for Tosis, I'm lighting by Pesach HaChatzer. The Chatzer goes into a Mavui, not into Rishus HaRabim. Right? Sophia last time gave us the whole description of the cities, but two batim open into one Chatzer, and two Chatzeros... Right, open into a mavli.
But and we're lighting on
the
outside.
So according to Tosfos,
on the outside of the
Tzatzah. We're lighting at the outside of the chutzah, meaning the area that goes into the mavli,
right.
And we're calling a mavli a Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
A mavli, right, is like an alleyway that people pass through. Now, for Tosfos, it is a little difficult. Why the person who's dar ba'aliyah lights at the window. Right? If I live in the attic, so I light my Chanukah candles by an upstairs window. Why don't I light my Chanukah candles by the entrance of the chutzah? Presumably, if this is a two-story bayis, so the guy or the girl, whoever lives upstairs, also has access to the chutzah, no? So why, according to Tosis, do you have to light by the by your window on the second floor? Why don't I also light my candles right over here where everybody else lights? Talia.
Second floor, could you see it from the window?
So if I'm lighting it from the second floor, I don't know if I could see it from the mavui, but presumably there's some other area back here. Maybe it's another mavui back here. The main mavui is... You're saying it's like this?
No, or even in the one in the corner, you light in the...
I light over here, and then maybe the people here could see it.
I don't know how far that would be.
Perhaps.
But even so, why wouldn't it be better to light over here where everybody else lights?
Right? Even if you're right, that you could see the candles, why don't you light the same place everyone else lights? So, the Beis Yosef raises this objection in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph Se'if Hey. And the Beis Yosef says, you know what? Obviously, the case is that you can't light by Pesach Hechatzer because then there's no Heker. I don't understand any of that. And you didn't understand anything I said in Yiddish, so we're even.
I understand
Yiddish. Right? You understand Yiddish? Well,
Nisht.
No, that's
what it
is. But the basic point is that Tosfos,
the Beis Yosef says that if you live in the attic, you can't light over here because there's no Heker.
So I said that it's yours.
That it's my candles.
Right. But it's told by that anyway.
Again?
We said Tosfos doesn't care about that.
Right, so that's the problem I have on the Beis Yosef. I don't understand the Beis Yosef. The better answer, I think, is given by the Prima Godin. The Prima Godin of Sefer Rosh Yosef says that the fellow who lives in the attic doesn't leave the house through the chatzer. He or she leaves the house, like with a staircase, going right outside. They don't use the chatzer at all. Now, there are Gemaras in Baba Basra about each resident, how much space they are entitled to in the chatzer. You can make the case that the basics of our Gemara is that if I live in the attic, I'm not entitled to chatzer space. In other words, maybe the reason I'm not lighting in the chatzer is because I don't own any space in the chatzer. Maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos, I don't know. For Rashi, it's much better. Right? For Rashi, when the Gemara says that I light in the Aliyah, that's because I can't light by the Pesach Habayis, because, right, that's your house, not my house. Right? I live upstairs, that's your house. So, for Rashi, the Gemara is much better. Okay. Let's just talk practical halacha for 5 minutes. I live in an apartment building, you know? Have people seen apartment buildings? You know what they are? So an apartment building basically is that I have my apartment, which opens to a hallway. My hallway opens to a staircase, and the staircase opens to the entryway of the building, right? That's the basic idea. Now, if I hold like Tosfos, and in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like Tosfos, so where am I supposed to light my Chanukah candles? By the Pesach HaChatzer. Okay, well, what's the Pesach HaChatzer in my apartment building?
The lobby. Yeah.
The lobby, which lobby?
The
down by the front door.
Right.
Why?
Because that's what leads up to the...
Because that's where you go into the from the building, and then you go off to the other apartments.
Well,
on the other hand, you could argue that the bias opens to the chatzer, so maybe the chatzer is the hallway. I live on the third floor. Maybe the chatzer is my third floor hallway. And then when the chatzer opens to a mavoi, so that would mean...
We don't say that.
That would mean... Well, I guess the stairs are also like some sort of chatzer, but the mavoi is where everyone comes in, and that's the building entrance. You can make that case.
As in, you light in your hallway.
So maybe I should light candles in my hallway, by the door of my apartment to the hallway. Again, practically speaking, it's not abundantly clear where you should light. Now, another matter that can just confuse things is as follows. In Hilchos Erevin, there's a difference between the way I am metaken a chatzer and the way I'm metaken a mavoi. Right? In other words, in order to carry on Shabbos, we need to fix it up. Now, to fix a chatzer, I need 2 pasim of dalet. I need 2 little boards, each one 4 tefachim. To fix a mavoi, I need a lechi or a korah. A lechi is a vertical, and a korah is a horizontal. Right? To fix a mavoi, I need a horizontal beam or a vertical beam. As a matter of halacha, the Rama writes that we don't have chatzeros, and we don't really have a mavoi, so we fix everything today with a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a post, and a string on top. Right? All of our erevin don't have a lechi, They don't have a Korah. What we do is we just build Suras HaPesachs all around town, correct? That's our standard approach. So what does the Rambam mean when he says we don't have Chatzeros anymore? Does the Rambam mean it just for Erevin purposes?
Well, it seems like just structurally we live in different...
So it could be he means that structurally we live in different types of homes. But if that's the case, right? In other words, if you assume that you live in Teaneck or Woodmere or somewhere, so you have private homes open onto a street. They don't open into some courtyard. I remember when I was in Moldova, in Chisinau for a summer. So we lived in like a little, I was in the yeshiva of Chisinau for one summer. It was like kind of nuts, actually. Like we had nothing to eat, it was like a disaster. But it was a lot of fun. That's how I know my 25 words of Russian. But basically we had like a little apartment, and our little apartment opened up to a courtyard. And that courtyard opened to like a little alleyway, which opened to the main street. Right? The main street in Chisinau is called August the 4th, 1989, which is Independence Day. Right? Okay. But this is life. So when the Rambam says that we don't have a chatzar anymore, what does the Rambam mean? The Chazon Ish has one approach. The Chazon Ish says that the definition of a chatzar is that people do tashmishem shochetzneya. People do semi-private activities in the chatzar. What that means is, right, in Chisinau, what people would do in their chatzar was their laundry. What people would do in, right, because your apartment, your room is kind of small, and you do all your stuff out in the chatzar. You do stuff there. So it's a shared living space where you do stuff. If that's the case, says the Chazon Ish, so in apartment buildings, our hallways and the entrance areas to our building are not halachically a chatzar. So you have to light Chanukah candles by the window. The Chazon Ish says you can't light by the hallway because it's not a chatzar. And you can't light by the entrance to the building because it's not a chatzar. A chatzar, according to the Chazon Ish, is not just an area that at least two homes open into. It's an area that people also do semi-private activities.
Oh, but in your hallway, like people would do stuff in the hallway.
So, my kids do stuff in the hallway. My kids ride their scooter in the hallway. I have no idea. I mean, I know why, because my wife will kill them if they ride their scooter at home. But but I don't know if that's considered people doing semi-private activities. The Gemara actually discusses in Bava Kamma and Ksubis that there's a shayla about women covering their hair, right? So the chatzer is considered an area that's semi-private, semi-public, right? So you have to cover your hair on the level of Doiraisa, but you don't need the full level of Durabunun for hair covering in the chatzer. What that means, it's like an area that's semi-private. The Bali the Gemara and Bava Kamma discusses that because people do laundry, there's a concern that maybe the women might not be fully tzniyistik when you enter the chatzer, because you have to imagine the way they did laundry, they don't just throw it in a machine, right? They did laundry, you have a big tub of water, you're bending down, it gets all wet, and like you have to roll up your clothing in order to do the laundry, right? So the Gemara discusses like tznius issues. That means that I do semi-private activities in the chatzer. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says that we don't have chatzeros anymore. The entrances to our apartment buildings are not chatzeros. The Brisker Rav, Reb Velvel, is a formalist. No, that's what briskers are. Briskers are halachic categories. And if it's halachic categories, so whenever two homes enter into something, that's considered a chatzer, by definition. So the entranceway to your apartment building is a chatzer, according to the Brisker Rav. And in Yerushalayim, you'll see some people light all the Chanukah candles by the entrance to the apartment buildings. Those are the Briskers. And then you also have the Chazanishniks, who will light their Chanukah candles in their windows. Right? I guess it's between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. No? But that's basically what emerges. Now, every year in the Uptown campus, there is a question about where to light Chanukah candles. Because Rav Schachter is very firm. That's like the introduction to everything. Now, because Rav Schachter is very firm, he assumes that you should be yotzei all the shitas where you light Hanukkah candles, and therefore uptown where, okay, you guys know all the uptown dorms, or this will require some explanation. Let's take Mus Hall. Mus Hall is the top of, you know, Klein Hall where they have like the Karl Bach Minyan on Friday night? Okay, imagine there's a place called Klein Hall, and imagine there's a dorm on top of it. And imagine that that dorm has like a staircase that leads down to the back of the Klein Hall Beit Midrash. And imagine that YU says that you're not allowed to light Hanukkah candles in your dorm room because there's going to be a fire. And that, right, safety, right? Good kasha, right? Yes, safety.
It's,
right?
Just, it's like the case of the Percy, right?
Shas Hashemad.
Right.
But, no, that's why you declare Shas Hashemad that you can't light Hanukkah candles. You said it, I didn't.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. So Rav Schachter tells the guys, you know what? You're not allowed to light Hanukkah candles down by the Mus dormitory entrance because that is not a place where you do anything private. So all the guys that come into Rav Schachter end up like moving into somebody's apartment for Hanukkah to light candles over there because to light in the dorm is a shayla, and Rav Schachter says you don't make a bracha, and it becomes like a whole disaster. If you live in one of the dorms, if you live in Strenger, I think Strenger is actually closed now. Now it's the security building. But if you lived in the Strenger dorm, so then you would light the candles right at the entrance to the dorm, and we convinced Rav Schachter years ago that that is better. Because if the argument, we asked Rav Schachter like this, if you're going to tell me like the Chazon Ish, so that means you can only light candles where you do semi-private stuff. So if you have an area where you're walking around in your pajamas, is that considered semi-private?
Yeah.
So the chef says, absolutely.
Which is why in your apartment building by your college.
Okay, so here's the thing about apartment buildings. People don't walk around in their pajamas. So in dormitories, it might be better. In other words, many of the postings, they quote in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. I asked you guys to look in the Dirshu, I don't know if you have a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah here or not, but in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote the Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman said that even if you hold like the Chazon Ish, that in apartment buildings, you don't, it's not considered a chatzer, but when it comes to a yeshiva dormitory, he says it is a chatzer because people do private activities there, meaning they walk around. I don't want to tell you what some of my roommates used to walk around wearing in the hallways and stuff. That's like a dorm thing. Now, it's probably more of a dorm thing among guys than among women. I'm just guessing. What? No, not so much? Okay, I'm not asking any questions. But if you do it that way, so then you have a kula to light candles by the entrance of the dorms. Although one could ask, if the candle lighting area, let's say, is in the Brookdale Lounge,
right.
So that's like open to the... Would anyone do anything private in the Brookdale Lounge? I don't want to know the answer. Right? But...
No, it wasn't that lounge.
But that is... What?
The back lounge is only for women, so I don't
think... So the back lounge is probably a better area to light candles. In other words, if people would walk around in some... What? I just like you don't know like the layout of uptown, I don't know the layout of downtown. But what I'm saying is... that if it's an area where people do semi-private activities, like I once tried to convince the yeshiva that maybe they should allow us to light Hanukkah candles by the laundry room in the basement. Because the Gemara says that those are like semi-private activities. And like everyone thinks I'm crazy, which is probably true, but this is the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rebbe, and it's like a perennial machlokas. Uptown, where do you light candles? I think downtown over here, one of the better things is that people actually agree. Like, uptown, it's like, which way do you face in the basement? Just where you dive in, some this way, some that way, some backwards, some, like, it's really...
Yeah.
You know this thing, the Aron Kodesh and the Old Beis Medrash face it, doesn't face east.
Yeah, but don't you always go towards the Aron
Kodesh? No. There's a steamer in the Mishnah Brewers about this, and the Aron Kodesh doesn't face east. So some of the people
really?
You should daven in this way, some would daven. We once did this as a Purim spiel, that there was like a major accident when walking back from Shmona Esrei because some people went this way. Like, whatever. But the basic point is that lighting Hanukkah candles for the Brisker Rav, he's a formalist. So therefore you light by Pesach Heh. For the Chazon Ish, he's assuming that what we have today is not called a Chatzer. Now, just one other point. The Rashba and the Ritva ask a Kasha. They say, the Gemara tells me that you're supposed to... The Gemara has a discussion that if a camel passes by and gets and lights its flax that's on the back of the camel with the Chanukah candles, so in that case of discussion, who's Chayim? The impression he gets that you're lighting by the Rishas Sarabim. According to Rashi, how could that happen? Because according to Rashi, you don't light near the Rishas Sarabim, you light by your door to your home. So the Ritva has an interesting approach. The Ritva suggests that according to Rashi, you're Yotze, even if you light by the Rishas Sarabim. That's a tremendous cool. That would mean that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis about whether you light Pesach Habayis or Pesach HaChatzer is like the Machlokas about what's ideal. But everyone would hold that you're Yotze. The other way, right, is saying that if I light candles according to Tosis, I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah according to Rashi. Right? But if I assume like the Ritva, I have much more leeway. The Rashba asks the same question, but the Rashba leaves that question unanswered. Yes, Sophia?
Could we say possibly that since they're talking about store owners, maybe it's not within this living system?
No, the problem is that, like,
so maybe it's just
their cities look like this. You have a Chatzer and a Movi and a Rishos HaRabim.
Their stores are within.
I think so. I mean, that's the way it was in Kishinev. There was a magazine, is a Russian term for store, no?
Yeah. I'm Turk, Russian has.
Right, so there was a magazine, right, by the Ansar Chatzer over there, whatever. This goes back 25 years. Okay, so that is... Now, the next line in the Gemara says that b'shas ha-sakana minichu al-shulchano v'dayo. There seems to be a machlokas harishonim just very quickly about what this means. The Ritva writes on our Gemara that since b'shas ha-sakana minichu al-shulchano v'dayo, therefore, if it's very windy and you can't light the candles outside, you just are minichu al-shulchano v'dayo. That's the Ritva. The impression that you get from the Ritva is that Shas HaSakona doesn't have to be Shas HaSakona. Shas HaSakona is a razzle-dazzle fancy way of saying Bidiyevet. Ideally, light outside. If I can't light outside, me'ezasi bashehi, so then menicha shulchano vidayo. That's the way the Ritva takes the Gemara. Other Rishonim, you get the impression from the Bali HaTosis earlier, the Bali HaTosis say, Bizman Hazev, we light inside. You get an impression that we light inside because we can't light outside. It's a special halach in Shas HaSakona. For the Ritva, whenever the Zman has passed, so I can't fulfill the mitzvah ideally, so then bring your candles inside and light inside. The Ritva holds that there's like two maslulim to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. There's the ideal way, outside. Bidiyevig yotze inside. Whenever this man has passed, light inside. If it's windy, you light inside. But according to Tosis, no. According to Tosis, the halacha is that only b'shas ha-sakana am I allowed to light inside. I can't light inside just because it's windy. That's not a sakana, no? I'm not talking about hurricane winds. I'm talking about ordinary winds. By the way, you also get the impression from the Ritva that he didn't think of what they have in Yerushalayim now, those little boxes, no? I don't know, it doesn't seem like that complicated to build one of those things. But for the Ritva, if it's windy, light inside. Because Shas HaSakona isn't really a special takana. Shas HaSakona for the Ritva is just a way of saying that Bidi Eved, you are Yotze. Chevra, I apologize for the shortness of the shir, but I'm just trying to get a lot of things in. Let's continue next week from what we're up to. In the Gemara of Mai Chanukah, think about the fact that Hadlakas Neros is not mentioned and try to figure out why. Look at the Bach in Siman Tafresh Ayin. If you want to see what I'm going to say in Shir, look in the Wayu to go from Chanukah. Wayu to go from Chanukah. What year was it? 2013. Chanukah 2013. I wrote an article which we'll probably discuss. Okay, Chevra, have a good night. Good Shabbos. May you be blessed.